Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates. Now, you might have seen the various headlines of how hot the Singapore property market is. With the confluence of factors like the pandemic, construction delays, and mulling over whether a bigger home is necessary in the new normal of work from home, the demand for property has not waned. In fact, the first quarter of the year, we saw private home prices in Singapore rising 3.3%, topping earlier flash estimates. This week, the Institute of Real Estate and Urban Studies released its latest, the Singapore Residential Price Index. And today, we're joined by Dr. Lee Naijia, and he's the Deputy Director of the Institute of Real Estate and Urban Studies at the National University of Singapore, to find out more. Dr. Lee, good to have you with us.
Yes, thanks, Rachel, for the invitation. Yes.
I hope you've been keeping well and safe and healthy.
Yes, I'm doing well and healthy.
good to hear, Dr. Lee. So let's start off. Can you briefly tell us what the report is looking at and what, from your perspective, is important for people to note?
Right. I think one of the main highlights of this report is really the extent and the magnitude of the increase month to month. Usually when we look at the month-to-month price indices, of course we know that they fluctuate from different months due to seasonal factors. Like, you know, in May, usually we see that the prices will tend to be a bit higher. And then June, it will come down a bit because people are having holidays and do not have that much time to go house visits. But this time round, I think the interesting part is that this has been ongoing for a number of months. The price index has steadily going up, and this, I think, since September, October last year. And then the other thing is that for this month, if you look at the increase, it's above 1% for central and about 1% for overall. And that is actually quite, in terms of magnitude, it's actually quite large if you compare to previous month. And if we expect this trend to continue, what it means is that at least for this year, we are looking at an 8 to 10% increase in the price index, which is pretty substantial compared to the past. And of course, thinking about we've compared to the economic growth that is very, very high. So I think to home buyers, the key thing here is that when they buy the homes, what they expect is that, you know, prices are not going to be cheap.
So, Dr. Lee, what are the factors that led to the increase generally? And, you know, why did the central region see the highest rate of growth? Perhaps people were looking outside at bigger properties.
The interesting part about the central region is it has not been increasing that much compared to, say, the non-central region. But recently, we seem to see a lot of activity in the central region. We see that there's greater interest. In the past, we see most of them are from the upgrading kind of profile of buyers. But I think with this central region sales going up, it seems more like this group of people are the other investors, the well-heeled buyers that are also entering the market. I think they are encouraged by the signs that the market is moving so fast. So a lot of them may be also, changing their portfolio a bit, selling their existing house and buying a new house. And so that fits on to a kind of virtuous cycle, a good cycle in the sense of pushing the price higher and higher. So, and central region, the thing is there's actually quite a limited supply, especially if you're looking at 3-bedroom units or 4-bedroom units. There are not many in the market. So the prices once, from a supply side, is very constrained, and that probably helps the increase in the price in the central region this much in this month.
So what's your outlook then for the near term and perhaps the overall outlook for the rest of the year? You mentioned a growth number there, but do you expect this to continue beyond beyond this year as well?
Now, the thing is that if we look at the rate of increase, it has not seemed that it is stopping at the moment. It's still unlikely the price index will peak at this point. It probably will go up even higher, at least for the next couple of months, before you know the market will start to correct itself and the growth will start to slow down. So I think at this point in time, for the whole of this year, we're probably still looking at about 5 to 8% increase in price. Of course, that may change drastically if there's certain external shocks, like certain market shocks in terms of interest rates, because we see that in US, there are really concerns that the whole housing market is a bit inflated in the sense that there's a lot of money flowing into the real estate. So it's not only in Singapore that we are seeing this. It's like probably in major gateway cities, we are all seeing an increase in prices.
Now, Dr. Lee, just bringing it back to this week, and the key Singapore data in focus this week is the preliminary Q2 2021 URA Private Home Price Index. Would this significant increase likely trigger another wave of concerns about possible cooling measures for the market here in Singapore?
Yeah, I think the my guess is that the government is monitoring the situation very closely. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, to impose the cooling measures also have a very large downside risk, not only to the real estate sector and also the economy as a whole. Because when you have cooling measures, it's very difficult to get that overall effect that we want. We just want the price to come down a bit, and then in terms of sales-wise, it become more rationalized or corrected in that manner. But it's going to be very difficult to do that. And by imposing measures now, there's a chance that things will really go soft, and that may even do more bad than good. So I think the government is treading very carefully at this point. So at this moment in time or in the immediate next few months, I do not anticipate any cooling measures. But that being said, I think the government is still monitoring it very closely and act on if there's a need be.
Okay, well, Dr. Lee, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and for sharing all those insights.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Lee Naija, Deputy Director of the Institute of Real Estate and Urban Studies at the National University of Singapore. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.